Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, as always bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm Shahab Zaghari, award-winning filmmaker and executive director of marketing at Higher Ground Creative Agency.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, providing analysis, custom research, and content marketing to the global mobile industry. So, Shahab, if you might recall, a while back, we took a look at the numbers and we said, okay, what was the most popular topic? What was the most popular show? Who was our most popular guest, right? It was Think Near. It was Think Near. And so that's why today...
That was a great show.
It was indeed. And so that's why that's going to be our topic today. And of course, it's going to be all about location, location at the center of contextual marketing.
It's great. And, you know, the timing couldn't be better because, you know, given the interest in location marketing that's going on right now in 2015, after all, location is at the center of contextual marketing, relevant marketing, and, you know, the nirvana of one-to-one marketing, which really is key. That was our show, you know, last week. You know, delivering the right message to the right person in the right context at the right place and time, it's key.
Absolutely. And of course, what's really interesting is things have also moved on. And we'll be talking about that as well, because I'm reading it right now, actually, doing some research for some research I'm doing for a client of mine. You know, marketers are looking at location very differently. They're looking at it not just as a way to understand where we are, but also who we are and how to segment audiences based on that. So, welcome back, Lauren Hilberg, CEO of Think Near.
Thank you guys very much. I really appreciate it. I am delighted to hear that our last conversation was very popular amongst your users, and hopefully we won't disappoint this time either.
Yeah, no pressure there, Lauren. No pressure at all, right?
Well, not only was it popular, it was literally the top show. So, let's jump right in. What's been going on with Think Near since we last spoke?
Well, we've been focusing on location. That's what Think Near is all about. It's our sort of reason for being in some respects in terms of the company and what we're driving. And over the last few months, I'd say a couple of interesting things have gone on. First, we've continued with our location score index, which I think we talked about last time, and released an index back in the May timeframe that showed that things hadn't changed very much in terms of how the industry was providing inventory to advertising DSPs, demand-side platforms, the quality of the location inventory that was being made available. And so that's kind of item one from my perspective in terms of the market's not getting better, and therefore the things that that Think Near can do for location and some of the other industry players can do for location continue to be very valuable assets for marketers as they try to go forward with digital mobile advertising campaigns to try to make them very successful.
And so when you say it's flat, I mean, what does that mean? Is that good news or bad news?
There's a good news. There's the good news and a bad news in there. The good news is that because it's flat, given that the total quantity of inventory is continuing to grow rapidly, there's actually quite a bit more very good location inventory available to advertisers. That's the good. The bad is that as a percentage of all inventory that's being made available to marketing and our clients, there's been very little. In fact, I think the last score showed a slight decline in terms of capability of delivering quality impressions. So that means that somebody who is not being careful about how they're buying their inventory is finding that a lot of their inventory is going places that they probably don't expect it to go.
Just to be really practical here, Lauren, I mean, it's great that it's flat because that means that, you know, things aren't worse and we just have to be aware or beware as marketers, right? But when you say we have to, you know, pay attention to data integrity, to data quality. Obviously, marketers can't do that necessarily because they are, you know, buying media, but what can they do?
I think they should be very much talking to their provider, whether it's ThinkNear or someone else, and asking that provider how it is that they're dealing with the fact that much of the inventory that's out there is not targeted from a location perspective in the place where it says it is. And there are some campaigns where, quite frankly, that doesn't matter very much. But there are many other campaigns, the types of campaigns we run primarily, which are either focused on geofence solutions or also targeting a specific audience segment, where the quality of the information that's coming through is very critical. And I think that it's really up to the marketer to sort of take that extra step and understand that if they want to be able to deliver their impressions to the audience they're trying to reach, they have to be conscious of the quality of the inventory that's out there.
Now, can you give us some examples with, you know, your clients utilizing this strategy?
I think we have sort of an interesting example that's come up for us over the last really about 9 months. We've started working more closely with clients in the entertainment industry, and those clients have been driving towards advertising their movies in particular over a weekend. And initially, their focus was very much around geofencing specific theater groups and things like that. And so they were trying to find a target that would, you know, people hitting people with an impression within a target distance. And over the last 9 months, what we've seen is that those clients have really branched out into not only are they using geofencing, but they're also looking at the audience segments that we can provide to them and using those segments as a way to really target more narrowly onto the people they're trying to hit. So if the movie is your classic summer blockbuster, they're trying to get a pretty wide audience to that, but you're going to focus on that, you know, 18 to 30 kind of demographic to really drive total viewership. And so they're looking at our segments that are like that, or those segments that skew male versus female and things like that, depending on the audience that they're trying to hit. And so it's the next step in location services that we provide. And again, the critical component of that is some people will tell you they have audience or that they can tell you that there's male or female or what have you. But what we're doing is we're using the best location inventory available as the way to create the profiles that they can then use to add on to their. It's really the next generation of what location can offer you. And it's very much in line with what everyone expected to be possible with a mobile device.
It's interesting you mention that because, as I said, I've been working now for a couple of days. So I'm sort of, I've more or less buried myself in stats and reports. And really interesting one, a survey of almost 600 agencies and marketing decision makers by XAD shows exactly this, that, you know, the vast majority of marketers aren't just interested in using location, but 80% are using it location targeting. They're trying to reach consumers not only just where they are at the moment, but based on behaviors and is this a huge shift? Is this something that's going to change, really change down to even the smaller size companies, SMEs and the rest to think differently about location?
I think it very much will change the way people think about location. And I think that the interesting aspect here is that people have always thought about in terms of their advertising. You advertised on, you know, go back to the 1980s, you advertised on one television show or one radio show based on what Nielsen told you the demographic for that show was. And that's how you picked your segment and your audience. And the challenge that's been in place in the mobile context is there haven't been really good solutions in exactly which audience you had. So again, the traditional approach was if the audience was at ESPN, you assume that it was younger men that were engaged there. Now we have a much more robust way of looking at that audience based on their actual movements in the real world. And so we can start to tell you that the profile of the person that you can target is somebody who is somebody who enjoys nightlife 3 or 4 times a week, who visits the mall every other week, things like that. And you can create a much different kind of segment of people that is really based on how they live their life. And you have to be careful. We're very careful about making sure that we don't cross the boundary lines in terms of privacy and things like that. But it's just a very different level of capability and information that marketers can use. And I think you'll see marketers continue to become more and more interested in this next level of detail.
So is that what you're seeing, Shahab? I'm just curious. Again, you as an agency, you're interacting with brands. Are they thinking differently about location and looking more at audience segmentation?
You know, it's still early in the game. Right now people are still trying out location and geofencing and things of that nature. I think it's early days yet. I think Near seems to be at the forefront of this, in that they're, again, taking location into account when looking at essentially big data and learning who your actual loyal brand fans are. But yeah, I mean, I haven't seen too much of it yet. And hopefully, with our listeners listening in, whether it's Think Near or not, they start to think about this because it is going to be important going forward.
Yeah, and I think I would just offer the observation that I would agree with you. We have agencies in all different areas of level of sophistication at this point, and the clients that work with them as well. And so we're still bringing people along the curve. And I think what I just described was that sort of client who's moved the farthest on the curve in terms of what's available to them. But many of them are still starting with a geofence. And, a geofence is a perfectly good solution for many different types of advertising. And people sort of, get caught up on, well, there's something new or different. Yeah, there's something new or different, but sometimes the things that you've been using for a while are the things that are very, very effective at what you're trying to accomplish. So I think there's multiple ways to take advantage of the technology. And I think that, our focus around accuracy is certainly one of the things that we feel differentiates ThinkNear in the marketplace. But I think there is a very wide range of understanding at this point of what's available and how to deploy it. And, hopefully we can work with people if they want to help them understand that.
Great. Well, that is a great point to leave off on for our first break. Listeners, don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm is presented by Skywire, an award-winning global provider of enterprise-grade software applications for the hospitality industry. For more information, visit skywire.com. Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS, text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text radio to 21691. That's radio to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, seen other SEO experts, but did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And again, our guest today is Lauren Hilberg, CEO of ThinkNear. Again, thanks for coming on the show with us today.
My pleasure.
So I'd like to jump in and get us off to a topic that I know Shahab loves. And that's, you know, one of the things that's going on is, yes, we're using location differently to segment users, to segment audiences more effectively. But another thing going on is that things are part of the conversation, you know, the sensors, the wearables, and we're going to see more and more of these coming online. It'd be interesting to hear from you, Lauren, you know, how is this impacting location data? What marketers can do with the data, what you're seeing that marketers are doing with the data.
Yeah, so this is a really interesting subject area. I think that the one caution I'd say is that you don't really have too many people actually trying to deploy or work in this space yet. What I would say we're talking about are things that we anticipate seeing come to fruition over the next maybe 2 years as the level of data that people are able to collect through sensors starts to be integrated into the environment for targeting advertising. And the simple example that I can give you is at some point in the not too distant future, ad impressions through programmatic exchanges will include a person's heartbeat, assuming that they've agreed to have that be part of the equation. And if you have a heartbeat number associated with an advertisement, even just a raw number can potentially tell you something interesting about that person in the sense that, you know, if it's in excess of 130, it means they've been exercising very vigorously. And would you do something different in terms of targeting people in that category? Things like that.
That's crazy.
It's totally crazy. Yeah. And I think that that's just sort of the very simple base example that is out there in terms of what could happen. And I believe that as we move forward, we'll see all sorts of types of data that give you much deeper understanding of that. I'm a longtime wearable person. I've had my Fitbit for in various forms for probably 4 or 5 years now. And so I have a long history of data inside the Fitbit environment with, you know, what that tells you about me from a physical activity perspective. And if you're allowed to take advantage of that data in targeting advertising to me, you would definitely know that on most Saturday mornings around 9:30 or 10 o'clock, I'm going to be very open to some sort of refreshing type engagement in terms of whether it's Starbucks that wants to serve me some iced tea or Gatorade that wants to get me a drink, because I usually play basketball on Saturday mornings between 7 and 9 o'clock. And you would see that. You could see that very easily in my profile. You'd see that I do some sort of very active behavior at that time of day every week. And that's the kind of thing that marketers will ultimately be able to take advantage of. And I think
And that's a good point. And that's, you know, again, you're saying will be able to. So right now, what can marketers do to prepare for this kind of you know, unseen territory?
I think they need to be thinking about a couple of things, which is, first of all, what kinds of information would be most interesting to them in terms of this type of information? Is it heartbeat data? Is it some other type of emotional awareness type data? Is it that number of steps that you've taken, or a lot of different people self-reporting their behavior on Strava, whether it's bicycling, running, or what have you, and starting to think about how they would deploy that kind of information in the context of their campaigns. And I think there's a lot of sort of very clever things when they start to have access to this data through the exchanges, which I believe will be happening, you know, not sooner rather than later, but certainly not in the not too distant future.
Which again, I think, kind of brings us back to, you know, how ThinkNear is utilizing this location. You know, one of our clients, and I can't really say who, you know, the way they're using location and geofencing is, you know, when somebody lands in Las Vegas, the first thing they do on the airplane is, you know, hook up their phone to data and the cellular network. And then they start looking for, you know, restaurants and blogs and different things to do. And what they use the geofencing for is to then swap out the generic banner ads on these blogs, on these websites, with ones that are pertinent to the, you know, Las Vegas casinos. So again, it's not really extracting any data. It's just kind of utilizing it to say, okay, well, they're here now, so let's give them these kinds of ads. So it's really interesting to me that the next step will be to not only, you know, serve ads better, but to actually hone in on, okay, who is this that we're serving it to?
Exactly. And I think that's a perfect example. Normally on a Saturday morning, you might want to serve me coffee ads, right? But if you knew that I had been exercising, then you might say, well, coffee may not be the perfect refresher for somebody who's been exercising. So maybe in the case of Starbucks, your normal advertising campaign's driving towards one set of drinks that you're featuring. You know, at that time of day for me, your campaign is set up so that it will target that different drink that's a better fit, right? And I think that's the sort of thing that you'll start to see marketers have to they'll want to be able to take advantage of that kind of targeting. It will be very valuable to them.
Are we going to have the creatives to back this up? I'm just wondering, because it seems like every time we hit a new level of sophistication in marketing, someone comes up with a new format for it. But maybe here, simple, personal, relevant, old-fashioned text messaging also does very well. I mean, as hyper-relevant, hyper-location, contextual aware with our advertising, will we need different creatives or a different mindset?
My answer would be yes. You need to have a little bit different mindset there. But I think what you need to be doing is thinking about things in the context of how you can build in placements that are unique to the problem that you have, right? So when we run campaigns today, distances of creative that we can put in place for you're 3 miles from a McDonald's or you're, 18 feet from a McDonald's or whatever. I think those are the kinds of things that you'll have to think about and plan contextually as part of your campaign. I'd be curious what Shahab thinks about that kind of marketing effort and how hard or easy that is for people.
Well, that's great, Shahab. He asked you the question. We can hear you. You're being interviewed.
Well, I think a lot of agencies are definitely becoming hip to not just creating one set of creatives for the entire campaign. You shoot yourself in the foot that way. But going one step further, whether or not they're doing programmatic or scheduling things out, that they actually put some thought into, okay, who is this? What platform are they viewing it on? I mean, let's not forget the first screen, 20s and 30s, when the television was invented. And then, fast forward to the 90s when, the internet was born. And so, marketing in those days really kind of evolved very slowly. And right now, it's almost like, we've got to adapt every day. Every day there's a new social media platform. Every day there's a new use for location. So I think, while it's still just as difficult as it was last year, I think people are getting the hang of it. And then on that point, we are going to take the last break of our show. So listeners, don't go anywhere. We do have the CEO of ThinkNear with us, and we'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors. Finding links to improve your rankings in the search engines is time-consuming and frustrating for many of us. The Hoff is the go-to company to help lighten your link-building load. Their white-label SEO was made specifically for agencies, in-house SEOs, and affiliates. The Hoff also offers high-quality custom local citation building to improve search rankings in Google's Maps and localized results, providing fulfillment for some of the largest SEO companies in the world. The Hoff offers link and citation building services you can trust. Get $20 in link building or citation building credits free by going to thehoff.com/radio, THEHOTH.com/radio.
Reinventing keyword research, simplifying campaign optimization, redefining competitive analysis. SpyFu brings you an entirely new way to find the most profitable keywords for your SEO and PPC campaigns. New tools, new data, and a brand new look. We've streamlined SpyFu so that you can optimize your search engine marketing more efficiently, more accurately, and more intuitively. Visit SpyFu.com, that's SpyFu.com, and start downloading your competitors' keywords now. Try it free.
Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at max speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com. Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And we have Lauren Hilberg, CEO of ThinkNear, with us today.
So Lauren, we're in the last section of the show. That's the one where we love to give our listeners actionable insights, tips, advice, things they can do. And we've been talking about location, how it impacts segmentation, you know, as a proxy for audience. That's an amazing ability if you can do it right. So I guess the question is, how can marketers do this effectively and also appropriately so that they're not just segmenting an audience according and getting a little creepy with the messages they send?
Yeah, so being careful about creepy is very important. I think one of the first things is to actually know what's available to you in terms of the segments that you're going to deploy. Making sure that you understand exactly how they're constructed and what the audience that's in that particular segment looks like from a, sort of a generic perspective. I would say that's sort of number one on the list in terms of things that you really need to dig into.
Before we continue with number two and three, that's something I'm looking into this, and I remember the days when it was just millennials, digital moms, pretty normal segments. What kind of segmentation are we getting to at this point? What are you doing, for example, at ThinkNear? How granular is?
Well, we sort of are trying to create segments that mirror what the actual marketing team wants. So if the marketing team tells us they want people from 18 to 24 and they want people who have been to nightclubs, we can start to build almost a dynamic segment around that kind of requirement on their behalf. Now, generally what people want are the same things that they've typically wanted, millennials or Target shoppers or Walmart shoppers or what have you. And so we certainly have those segments ready and available, but we can also take those and then do different things with them. And so I think that's where location has something very different to offer there, because it can literally figure out what people have been doing over the last two weeks to 60 days and have really relevant information about what a person's behavior is. That's what you're trying to, that's what a marketer should really be wanting to get.
And tip number two?
I think you got to be very careful that you don't go too small. I have the story of there's a SaaS marketing firm that's trying to hit CIOs, and so they start to layer segment upon segment upon segment, and they end up with five people in the world that fit their segment. And a marketing campaign, get on the phone and call them, because you're gonna have better luck that way. So you just have to be careful that you don't get too tight in terms of what you're doing, because your audience is going to have a shape. You don't know exactly what that shape is. You don't want to cut off some of that shape in terms of what you're trying to get messages out to.
Okay. And number three.
Number three is really just be open to the possibilities in this space. And I think that it's one of those things where, we talked earlier about people into this experience yet in terms of marketing to dive into it. And I think there's an opportunity to dive. I don't think you have to, you can dive in with a relatively small campaign and use that as a way to understand what you're doing and how it works and what the impact can be in terms of your client.
And
I think that's
the
best, you can definitely test the waters. And I think that's the way that people should be starting to move into this. And people who have tested the waters in our experience come back relatively quickly because they figure out that it's very effective for them.
That's great. And so obviously you guys are the experts in this space. So if any of our listeners wanted to get a hold of you, Lauren, how would they do that?
Very simply, they can email me at lauren@thinknear.com, and I'll make sure that if it's not me, that they get connected to exactly the right person so they can have a follow-up and conversation around this.
Perfect. So that's lauren@thinknear.com. Peggy, how can we get a hold of you?
It's email, peggy@mobilegroove.com. You can also check out my posts, white papers, ebooks, the rest over at mobilegroove.com, or follow me on Twitter at Peggy Ann.
Great. And you can get a hold of me on Twitter at Shahab Zaghari. That's Zaghari. You can also check out our awesome portfolio over at higherground-advertising.com. Thanks again for joining us for Mobile Presence. Remember, new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And finally, you can stay connected by downloading the Webmaster Radio mobile app from the iTunes App Store or Google Play. Thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your target audience with mobile. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.